We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
He's open. He's got it. He's gone.
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three. Yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
Duarte to the basket.
The slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Boom, regular season champions, and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
This is a busy weekend of Oregon athletics. We've got a ton of things to tell you about because so many different sports are in action. I'm Joey Mack. Thanks for joining us. So we've got Oregon baseball and the Oregon Sports Network coming up tonight. One of a multitude of sports that we will talk about today and we will hear from today. After some dramatic wins last night, men's tennis with another 4-3 win at New Mexico against New Mexico in Tempe. Oregon baseball was down 3-0 in the ninth. That didn't matter. They ended up winning 4-3 on a walk-off. And Oregon basketball with a real grind-out victory against Stanford. They won by 3. Everybody getting wins last night. Let's keep that up this weekend. We've got a lot to tell you about. Take your Facebook comments and questions, your YouTube comments and questions for those of you who are live with us in the 1 o'clock hour because we do have so many different things going on. Let's begin with Oregon men's basketball. We'll also hear from 6 head coaches today and 2 student athletes. Going to hear from Kelly Graves. Going to hear from Dana Altman. Going to hear from Mark Wazikowski, Graham Abel, Robert Johnson, Melissa Lombardi. Just to name a few. Oregon men's basketball, though, with a real grinded out kind of a performance. And you know what? This time of year, if you can just win, win. And that's what the Ducks did. And yeah, Stanford didn't have Oscar Da Silva. That may have changed the game. Well, you know what? How many times did Oregon not have a very good player in their lineup, like against Oregon State or against Washington State? Everybody's been dealing with that this year more than any other year. So I don't want to hear that. I just don't. That's everybody's been dealing with that. So, in all seriousness, though, a tremendous win for the Ducks. Your Facebook and your YouTube comments and questions, if you're watching on the Oregon Sports Network Twitter account as well, thanks for joining us. So, Stanford, though, a good team. And Chris Duarte was so good. 17 points in the second half. And the Ducks needed every single one of them. So I have a couple of takeaways here. One, a 71-68 win, if you missed it. The Ducks keeping pace. They are still within striking distance of the upper teams in the Pac-12, mainly USC and UCLA. Well, Oregon, though, I mean, it wasn't the Ducks' best game. Defensively, it wasn't their best game. Offensively, they still got out-rebounded. There's a lot of different things to clean up. But Eugene Omorui in double figures again. You know, he wasn't in double figures against USC, he got back into double figures in this one. Chris Duarte, those 24 points. Dave asking a good question. Do you think with his performance last night that Chris Duarte is the leading candidate for Pac-12 MVP, Pac-12 Player of the Year? I don't know if he's the leading candidate, but I think he's in the top two. I think he's in the top two. Right now, to me, it's probably Evan Mobley, Chris Duarte, Oscar Da Silva, but Da Silva didn't play for Stanford last night, and unfortunately, if he's not healthy down the stretch, that may remove him from some of that contention. I think Chris Duarte is clearly in the top three. I mean, I loved John Rothstein's tweet last night because it was dead on. Imagine if Chris Duarte was playing for one of the, for lack of a better phrase, blue bloods back on the East Coast. He's probably an All-American right now. I mean, he's probably reviewed as, or regarded, I should say, as an All-American. I think that Chris Duarte, I mean, he's averaging two steals a game. He had two steals in this one, 9 of 16 from the floor, and he hit just an absolutely clutch shot. You know, he just keeps doing it. He keeps doing it. But here was what I thought was the play of the game. So, Chris Duarte, great stuff, don't get me wrong. But Eric Williams had a hustle rebound in the final seconds where he was over on the right wing, missed shot by the Ducks. He races toward the left corner, gets the rebound. Oregon maintains possession, and then the Ducks are able to win it with free throws. Dane Altman said it going in. I talked to him about this on the Toyota Coach's Corner. Like, Coach, you need some hustle plays, need some energy. And I referenced a big dunk the first time these two teams played by LJ Figueroa. And Coach is like, you know, yeah, but you've got to get those elsewhere, and you can get those energy plays in any form. That was the ultimate example of the hustle play that Oregon needed, and I just think Eric Williams Jr. deserves a lot of credit because he scored 10 points. He had 6 rebounds in 34 minutes. I think Eric Williams Jr. was the difference in this game, I thought, because of that one play. Because of that one play. And LJ Figueroa was really good early. You love to see that. He is now shooting well over 30% from three on the year. I think that shot has finally heated up for the Ducks. Going to hear from Dane Altman and Gino Marui coming up in just a moment. Great stuff, though, from Dennis. How about the performance from Nico Telesche with his first pitching start for the Ducks? So glad you brought that up. Ducks with that walk-off winner. We're going to hear from Mark Wasikowski in just a moment. Nico Telesche had appeared 64 times in his Oregon career. All of them out of the bullpen, and he gets the season-opening start. And he did pretty well, you know. A couple opportunities for Seattle that they were able to capitalize on, but man, Nico Telesche did enough for the Ducks to win the game. Oregon had left 12 on base entering the ninth inning before some things bounced their way, but the Ducks are hitting the ball hard, and we'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment. Tobias brings up a great point on basketball. The hustle back blocks by Duarte are huge, too. Exactly. That's what a Pac-12 Player of the Year candidate does. I mean, he's in the top five in scoring. He's one of the best rebounders for just guards. And in terms of steals and blocks, he's one of the best. I mean, he's doing everything. He is clearly Pac-12 first team. Question is if he's going to be Pac-12 Player of the Year. If Oregon ends up winning the league, they take care of business against Cal, take care of business against Arizona, UCLA, Oregon State. There's a lot still in front of him, but I think he'd have a great opportunity. Well, we got a chance to catch up with Dane Altman, part of the postgame show. Media talked with him as well. Also, Eugene Omorui. I'll let you listen in on some of the comments before the Ducks now get ready to play Cal on Saturday. Remember, Saturday's game has been moved up to 1 o'clock Pac-12 Network broadcast. That means a 12:30 pregame show for us right here on the Oregon Sports Network. Cal, 1 o'clock Saturday, Oregon men's basketball. Dane Altman talking with myself and the rest of the media postgame.
You know, you're just trying to hang on and find a way. We didn't start the second half very well again, just real careless turnovers and, you know, just weren't ready to play. So But other than that, I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought our energy level at times was really good. Guys found a way. We hit just enough shots and got just enough stops and two big rebounds. Eric with the offensive rebound, really hustling after one. And then Eugene with the big defensive rebound there to at the last one. So a couple real big rebounds.
Dana, just on that final, second to last possession on Chris's three, what were you looking for? Did you like the look? And obviously, as you mentioned, the rebound from Eric, when rebounding's been a message for you, it always is, for him to come up with it there. Just walk me through what you're thinking on that possession.
Yeah, no, Chris had it going the second half, and, we tried to run some things. We had that out-of-bounds play that, the three went in and out, but made big shots. He could have sealed it there with the free throw there, at least give us a three-point lead, so we, didn't have to worry about that three going in. But, I thought Chris did some really good things, and as you said, those two rebounds, we've been on them, and we got out-rebounded by a couple. We were up at half, statistically at half, we were in pretty good shape with everything, but it turned around pretty quick to start the second half with easy baskets off our turnovers and layups.
Dana, Chris did play well in the second half, but it seemed like LJ got you guys off to a really good start offensively in the first half. What are your thoughts on how he played tonight in the first half and the spark that he was able to give you?
No, I thought he did, hitting some shots and, hit the shot right before the half. Offensively, I thought he did some good things. He do a better job of staying in position defensively and talking. He's out front on our zone, and he's got to do a little better job of talking and getting guys in the right position. But I thought, again, offensively, you're right. Chris, first half, he was really sharp.
Dan, Chris scored 17 points in the final, 10 minutes of that second half. Just what have you seen from him being able to handle the load of kind of taking things over when you guys need, a big play in the stretch?
I thought he did a lot of good things late and really closed the game well. So, I thought that was something that was really good. He's a senior guard, and he really took over late.
To the big picture, Dana, a quadrant one win and a big road win, and you get help from Colorado beating USC. So improve your resume and still have everything alive for you. What is just to the big picture what it means?
Well, we just got to go to Cal on Saturday, I'm trying to get the guys to just worry about, we got so many games coming up, and this is so unusual for us, James, 8 games in 17, 18 days, whatever it is, it's so unusual. And I know the guys are trying, and we're trying to keep it light. But I know how hard we got to play to win these games. And so energy is going to be a big, big part of it. And, we got to get ready for 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and play Cal. And we don't even have time really, James, to look at the big picture, because then we're playing again Monday, Wednesday, just pop, pop. Those games are right on top of us that I hope our guys are just look at Cal and say, okay, we got to get Cal.
Dana Altman talking with the media postgame. Got to get Cal. 1 o'clock coming up on Saturday. Oregon men's basketball facing the Golden Bears. Talking about Chris Duarte, one of the finalists for the Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award. He's the only Division I player in the country averaging at least 17 points and 2 steals per game while shooting 50% from the floor. That's how good he has been. Cameron asking about Walton and Pash. I said pure comedy calling the games. We've got... Cameron, I got to tell you, this just brings so much joy to my heart, because every time Bill calls one Oregon game, I hear about it. It is uncanny how much I hear about it, either from a, God, we love Bill, or a, God, we hate Bill. We like listening to Joey. And, hey, I know Bill Walton. I've talked with him a lot. I'll just say this. If everybody was as curious as Bill Walton, if everybody in the world was curious as Bill Walton is, we would all be living in a much better world. He is not everyone's cup of tea, though. I will put it that way. But Cameron, I like him. I'm a fan. I know he takes away from the game a little bit sometimes, though. And it's let's just say that there is one prominent former Oregon coach that I have talked to that says it's maybe not a little. It's a little unfair to the current student athletes, and I do understand that. That's why my approach has always been to have a little bit of fun with it. But really, this is about
bringing you guys the game and talking about the game. Now, that's really what it is. Now, I will say, as somebody who's caught a lot of baseball in his career also, sometimes we like to have a little bit of fun in baseball if it's like 12 to 3 and it's like, man, I got to talk about something that isn't going to depress me if it's a 12 to 3 game, then, you know. So I let's just say that I've probably channeled a little too much Bill Walton at times in some of those baseball games over the years. Meanwhile, Eugene Omorui talked to the media postgame as well. His thoughts after a nice win at Stanford and now getting ready for the Cal Golden Bears coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Walk me through some of those late possessions from Chris's three on offense to their three on defense late.
Just playing hard and just locking in the last few minutes. I told the guys we all got to lock in. And we came on and executed exactly what we needed to do. They got a few buckets down the stretch, but we were still able to come as a unit and lock in.
Yeah, Eugene, Chris has kind of shown an ability to score in bunches down the stretch in quite a few games this year. You know, what are your thoughts as a teammate when you start seeing him get hot in the final minutes like that?
It's like if I got hot, he'll get me the ball. So I got to get him the ball and he gets hot. So that's our goal. And we know he's a scorer. He knows how to score in bunches. So when he gets hot, you just got to keep finding him.
Coach has talked about keeping you guys focused on, you know, each game at a time because there's so many here down the stretch.
Yeah.
But at the same time, so many of you guys are experienced guys and you've been there before.
Yes,
are
sir.
You cognizant? Are you aware of the big picture, just that how meaningful tonight is and getting help from Colorado over SC and just what the resume is, what the big picture is and how close the standings are?
Yeah, we know what's going on. As seniors and juniors, we got to be able to collect the younger guys and lock them in also and just know what's going on in the league. And just we know we want to get to the tournament, so we got to keep going hard as a unit.
Eugene, this is your fourth game, I think 7 or 8 days, and you've got four more in the same span. And you add travel in. Are you guys tired? Like, no one's gone through this from a college level.
Yeah, we're able to do a treatment and stuff besides school. But aside from that, we're locked in. Coach does minimal in practice to allow us to still get energy to come to the games and compete. So we're good. We all want to play the next level. So at the next level, they play multiple games in bunches. So that's how Coach has really shown it to us, and we just come here and execute.
Just how are you physically after not playing De Silva and taking that banging? And just what have you seen from Anthony Savage on film in terms of that matchup?
It's a big matchup. We know Stanford likes to read the post a lot. So my goal is to come on here and try and find other ways to affect the game. It's not all about scoring. So just me and Coach spoke about it, and I came here to try and find other guys and be able to do the other stuff like rebounding, assists, steals. And now we just got to keep an eye for next game. We don't look at matchups. We just look at playing as a unit. Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us is what Coach always preaches. So.
We're talking about Grant Antisevich there with Eugene Omorui. He has been a little bit of a thorn in Oregon's side. The senior for the Golden Bears, 9 points, 4.5 rebounds, and he hits 36% from three. He has given the Ducks problems at times. So that's the matchup that Oregon's talking about. But really, Matt Bradley is the guy to keep your eye on. 18.7 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 37% from three, can score from anywhere on the floor. Matt Bradley, number 20 for Cal. He's the key. He is the key. You know, Cameron with a good point, too. How about Big Frank coming in contributing? You know what I still love about Frank Capnong? Frank will dive for any loose ball. Sometimes maybe he dives a little too early for some loose balls, but he dives for every loose ball, and that's what you love to see, the energy from a freshman like that. Good stuff, man. Good stuff for Oregon men's basketball. 1 o'clock against Cal coming up. That is the full schedule. As we take a look at your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill running through the schedule for the week, always bringing you our 2-Minute Drill with Cafe Yum. Schedule for Oregon men's basketball, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Pac-12 Network for the Ducks against Cal. Arizona, we now have a tip time for that game. On ESPN2, Monday at 6 o'clock. That means a 5:30 pregame show with me here on the Oregon Sports Network. UCLA will be played at Matthew Knight Arena. That matchup for men's basketball, Wednesday at 6 o'clock. That one also on ESPN2. So Monday and Wednesday, Arizona, UCLA, both of those games at Matthew Knight Arena at 6 o'clock. We also have Oregon Beach Volleyball starting up their season here today. Oregon Volleyball, indoor volleyball that is in action at 2 o'clock here this afternoon. And then a number of Oregon events going on here in the Eugene area, the first of which is Oregon baseball at 4 o'clock here this evening on Friday. And the Ducks also keeping track of women's tennis against BYU. They're going to get underway here just a little while if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour at the Student Tennis Center. And men's tennis starts Pac-12 play with Arizona State today out in Tempe. Keep up to date on that. And Oregon soccer. How about Graham Abel's squad? hosting the defending national champions in Stanford tonight at 6 o'clock. All of these are available on either a TV broadcast or one of our tremendous live streams. Shout out to the Quack Video crew, man. I'm telling you right now, there is not another school in the country that is doing as many live streams that are as high of quality as we are. We take a lot of pride in that. And even on a day like Sunday, we're going to have five events going on at the same time. The live streams may not have as many cameras as some of you are used to watching, but man, we're still doing them. And I think it's something to be really proud of. That's what we're trying to do here for Oregon. And also, Oregon lacrosse has added a game against Marquette. The Ducks will be in action later on this evening. A busy schedule. You can always find it all at GoDucks.com. That's your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. Cafe Yum restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, where special diet requests and custom orders are always welcome. Menus and nutrition info at CafeYum.com. Quick timeout. When we come back, how about some women's basketball talk? Ducks renewing their rivalry with the Beavs this weekend. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom,
buckle
up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio, it's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack. Time for our Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight, always brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. The Ducks and the Beavers. There's just nothing quite like it. 3 o'clock on Sunday, Oregon will renew its rivalry with Oregon State. Great question from Cameron. When are you getting Coach Graves back on the show? I need more of Coach Graves unfiltered, don't we all? We all need more of Coach Graves unfiltered. We're going to hear a little bit of Coach Graves semi-filtered. I don't know if Scott had to edit anything out of our... This is our greatest hits of Coach Graves' press conference from this week, previewing the matchup on Sunday at 3 o'clock. But if you want the true Coach Graves unfiltered, tip off Tuesday. Every Tuesday afternoon, you can watch it on the Oregon men's basketball and women's basketball social media channels. Also the GoDucks YouTube if you want to go back and watch it. You do get some Coach Graves unfiltered with Terry Johns on tip off Tuesday, our weekly basketball coaches show, our basketball-centric show. But I appreciate the comment, Cameron. Kelly Graves did talk to the media. Some of his greatest hits ahead of... Man, it's bittersweet. It's senior day against the Beavs. Coach Graves here.
Coach, I know it's kind of an abnormal year in terms of sending off seniors, but this is the last home game for a couple of your gals there. Just talk about what they meant to the program and kind of what you'll be doing to kind of commemorate their careers this weekend.
Well, I think, Aaron Boley and Lydia Giomi exemplify everything that's good about intercollegiate athletics. They truly are student athletes. They're both outstanding in the classroom. They're great teammates. They've been part of a lot of on-court success here, three championships, Pac-12 championships, and believe that that's not easy to do, a Final Four, a couple of Elite Eights. And so they've left a legacy that, is going to be hard to match, really. But more than that, they're just great people. They truly are. They're going to make the world a better place. And in the end, I think that's what we're trying to do here. Not just win games, we're also, trying to win at life. And I think these two are both winners in both those categories. So we're going to miss them. There's no question about it. We hopefully have a lot of basketball left, and we're going to rely on both down the stretch. We need that senior leadership. But consummate college professionals. We'll just leave it at that. You know, they come every day prepared. They play hard. They do what they're supposed to do. They do their job.
Kelly, have you ever had a player as talented as Boley that's had to change her game her senior year like this, where, you know, her first 3 years here, obviously, defenses had to focus on Sabrina and Ruthie and Satu, as well as her and others. Now maybe, you know, as the only returning senior, maybe she's had to change her game. You've touched on it a little bit, but how tough has that been with, you know, her being a returning senior to do that, and also with her back injury as well?
Well, I think it's been difficult, and she can answer that better than me. But, we've struggled all year with ways to get her more and more looks and touches and areas where she can score. She was a perfect complement with the group that we had the last couple of years, just the absolute perfect complement. And we've asked her to do more, and it's not all on her, obviously. I mean, it's just, it's a different group, a different dynamic. And so she's had some good nights and not so good nights, but we rely on her more than just on the production side. I mean, she gives us a lot of other things. But to answer your question, Ryan, I can't think of any that we've had to have them change their game this much. But to her credit, man, she doesn't complain. She just, keeps her head down and keeps working.
Got some breaking-ish news for you, Kelly. So I'm going to put the eyewitness news theme here. The Pac-12 just announced that, we're very pleased to confirm that pending approval from Las Vegas public health authorities, we'll be able to welcome student-athlete family members to the Pac-12 tournament. Just your immediate reaction.
Well, we knew that. We had heard that this morning. So I think it's great. I wish we could have them here at Matthew Knight Arena, at least just our senior parents on senior night. Wouldn't that be something special? But I'm glad that that's going to be the case. And from what I understand, that'll be throughout the NCAA tournament as well. I think that's great. That's the way it should be. So let's hope that the Las Vegas Sports Commission, Health Commission, I don't know who, hopefully they make the right or validate that decision.
Coach, what are some things maybe we don't see behind the scenes with the families going on during a senior night or a senior weekend, and kind of, I guess it sounds like with the thing in Vegas, maybe you can make that up, but kind of plans to make sure the families are feel involved in what's going to be their children's last games at Matthew Knight?
I'm actually not sure. I know we're going to do something virtually and hopefully something that will allow all the fans to kind of participate or at least watch on senior day. It will try and make it as normal as possible, but unfortunately they can't walk out to the ovation, most of the time standing ovation of 12,000 fans, but we'll still have their uniforms framed for them and do that kind of a deal. It's just really a shame. I feel, really bad for this group. That's a special moment. And we always have our seniors address the crowd and it gives them a chance to thank all the fans. So we'll try and do that virtually. It's just not going to be the same. I don't know any other way to say it. It's unfortunate. But these two are really unselfish. They're not the two that want a lot of limelight anyway. But it would have been nice for them to get the recognition they so well deserve.
Kelly, it's not only senior night, you're also playing Oregon State. So normally it would be sold out, but just can you describe how well they're playing right now? It seems like they've had an uneven season with all the postponements, but are they playing their best right now?
Well, I think so. Yeah, they're certainly playing better than they were when we played them back in December. I think they're just, you know, they've had a lot of, they haven't played a ton of games. So, you know, they haven't played Stanford twice, UCLA twice, or Arizona twice, you know, and so they've had a lot of time to focus on them, and they've done a great job. They look really good. I think Talia has come in and really helped them, has given them another weapon. I think they just, you know, they do what they do, and they're so difficult to defend because you can't speed them up. You can't take away everything, and they're so good at counters and things like that. And so I just think, you know, other than that one personnel change, I think they're just doing everything a little bit better. And they have weapons. There's no question. Plus, I think Aaliyah Goodman is playing her best basketball of her career right now.
A lot of different weapons for Oregon women's basketball. Terry Johns and Bev Smith with a 2:30 pregame show for Oregon-Oregon State rivalry renewed at 3 o'clock at Matthew Knight Arena on Sunday. Coming up next, we're going to hear from one of those seniors, Aaron Boley. It is a bittersweet moment all the time, and it's even more bittersweet now, to be completely honest with you. Aaron Boley, we're going to hear from her next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Women's basketball taking on Oregon State. It'll be a 3 o'clock tip-off at Matthew Knight Arena for Senior Day, televised on the Pac-12 Network, and it's going to be a good one. I think Oregon State is playing its best basketball right now, and the Ducks are back to their winning ways, but I think still, even after a week of practice, searching for that rhythm that they've been lacking throughout the course of this year. Aaron Boley, though, man, you heard Coach Graves talking about it. What a career she's had. And what a year it's been. A bittersweet farewell for Aaron Boley and Lydia Giomi both, as Aaron Boley met with the media to talk a little bit about the matchup with the Beavs and what a different-looking senior day is going to be like.
Aaron, I just wonder how surreal this is that Sunday's going to be your last game at Matthew Knight Arena.
Yeah, it is very surreal. It feels like, even though this year's been really challenging, it feels like it's also flown by at the same time. It feels like even that my time here, my 4 years here, has flown by, so it's definitely going to be a surreal moment to have that be the last time that I play here, and especially because, you know, in the past couple of years, we've, you know, had senior night on the home court, but then we've had a good idea that we were going to be able to play again on the home court for the NCAA tournament, so this really is going to be my last game in Matt Knight, so it's going to be very bittersweet for both Lydia and I. obviously we can't have any fans or anything like that at the game, so family, you know, won't be able to come, but obviously, you know, people are cheering and celebrating from home, and we're appreciative of that. And you know, I'm honestly not sure what the plans are as far as like commemorating Senior Day here, but I know we always do something special for the seniors. So
Aaron, how would you describe how challenging this season has been? You know, obviously you were alongside great players in the past, and now you're more of the focal point and trying to lead a young team through COVID and injury. How challenging has it been?
It's been really challenging. Very. But I feel like so lucky to have been, first of all, just to have even been able to play with the teams that I played at Oregon the past couple of years, and then to be able to be put in this position this year with all of these amazing newcomers that we have that are all great players and going to be amazing players here. So it's been a huge challenge for me personally, and I know I can say that for Lydia too, but I think it's helped us grow personally, and it's going to be something that we're going to remember forever, definitely a year to remember.
Yeah, Aaron, you guys have the free year from the NCAA if you want it. I'm just curious if you've given that any thought, or if it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the time.
I haven't given that a lot of thought, just because trying to focus on this year and taking it one game at a time. Right now, we're really focusing on that down to the very like micro detail, like focusing on every single play in each practice, you know, just the next step ahead, like the next play, the next 5 minutes, the next quarter, the next game, you know, whatever that is. Cause right now we really are trying to working on staying together and playing focused as a solid unit. And so just for me personally, I haven't given that a lot of thought because I've been really trying to be the best that I can be for this team to finish this season out.
I guess I'll just follow up on that, Aaron. Is there a possibility you could play next year here, or is the plan really right now for you to move on after this season?
As I said, I don't know yet. The plan, I guess, right now is probably to move on after this season, but I can't say for sure.
You know, it's weird because we're coming up on a year of when all of this kind of stuff, you know, really began. I mean, it was shortly after you guys got out of Vegas, I believe, when everything first started to get shut down. Just looking back on that, you know, from where you guys were last year to where you are now, I mean, can you even put into words or just summarize what it's been like just this whole last year, especially as you're approaching a tournament season that you guys only really got a part of last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually just talking about that today at the beginning of practice, how crazy it is that we're almost a whole year away from when we were in Vegas last year. And because, you know, all of us went our separate ways after the Pac-12 tournament last year because of COVID. And it's just crazy to think that we've come full circle again for a full year. It is really hard to put into words, you know, the fact that it feels like it's flown by, but it's also we've had this entire new season develop with entirely new people, and it's crazy to think that it's gone by so fast. But you know, we're really excited for this upcoming Pac-12 tournament. We're playing really well together right now. We're really confident in each other, so I think going into this postseason, we're super excited to get to play, and the fact that Pac-12 tournament's right around the corner is exciting for me, and I know exciting for everybody on the team right now.
Aaron, I imagine playing Oregon State this season has been especially strange, given that those games are usually completely sold out. What was the first meeting like, and are you expecting kind of a different Beavers team? It seems like they're playing a lot better right now than they were then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. I think we are a different team now than we were when last time we played them too. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of film, a lot of scouting. We're starting this week to work on them. We have a whole week to work on them. So it's definitely a different feeling. I think we're kind of getting used to it now. I mean, the first time that we played Oregon State at Oregon State, I can remember everybody thinking how weird it was that we were pulling up to Gill and there was no one outside, because usually there's like crowds outside the arena when we pull up to Gill. But I think at this point we're kind of getting used to it, and it's a weird feeling still going out into Mat Night and not having anybody out there in the stands. But this game is still special to us, even though we're not able to have the fans like we normally would. This game is still really important to us. It's still a really big rivalry for us. So we're going to come in focused and prepared and ready to play.
I think it feels like it's been an up and down season, but you guys have beaten every team that hasn't been like top 10 ranked going into it. And I know Oregon State is a talented team. Like, how do you reflect on this season going forward with regular season play coming to a close and you're about to flip the page and start postseason play, Pac-12 tournament and all that? How do you reflect on the season? It's been a weird year because you guys have, like I said, handled all the teams not ranked in the top 10, but have stubbed your toe a couple times against the other ones.
I'm really proud of this team. I feel like we've come a long way, and we're continuing to grow together and to stay together. And we've had, it feels like, so many challenges, and you're right. We, you know, the Pac-12 losses that we've had have been to top 10 teams, but they're teams that, you know, especially the returners and the coaches and I are all used to being able to compete with and play with and be able to beat those kind of teams. So I think it's been challenging in a lot of different ways, but I am really, really proud of how far we've come this year and how much all of us have been able to grow together. It's really challenging to take, you know, half the team full of brand new kids who, you know, have never played in college before, and then half the team who came from all being role players in a totally different setting. So it's really challenging to bring those two groups of people together and create something special. And I think we've grown a lot this year together, and we've become a lot closer, and I'm proud of this team for that.
Student athletes' families will be allowed to attend the Pac-12 Women's Tournament, and I know the NCAA has already said that that's going to be on the table once that starts as well. I'm sure you haven't been able to call your parents today to ask them about whether or not they're going to be, you know, joining you there, but just having that option, you know, what does it mean after a season in which, you know, everyone's been having to, you know, watch you on TV, and there hasn't been anybody in the stands really to be able to have your family at the very least for Vegas and then possibly an NCAA?
Yeah. Well, to me personally, it means a lot. I hope that there can be fans at those two venues at Pac-12 tournament and NCAA tournament, just because this could be my last, you know, my last postseason ever playing. And I would love for my family to come be able to watch. But I think everybody, speaking for everybody on the team, just being able to have some kind of family, like parents or, you know, siblings or whoever, come watch at least one or two games, would be really special to us. And I hope that that's able to happen in at least the Pac-12 tournament or NCAA tournament.
Erin Boley, man, one of the best. Gonna miss her, no doubt, and hoping for a very strong finish to the season for Oregon women's basketball, and one of the best that we've seen put on that uniform. Up next, let's tell you first, actually, before we hit the break, for a second consecutive outing, men's tennis rallied for a 4-3 win. They beat New Mexico, and now they're matching up with Arizona State today to start Pac-12 play. Good luck to the undefeated Oregon men's tennis team. Up next, how about a 1-0 start for Oregon baseball? In walk-off fashion, back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
There is a hermit in the studio, and he is one Rob Mosley. Wait, the camera's over there. You got to wave like that way. There you go. Rob's dropping off a camera. Hey, how'd it go? He gives a thumbs up. Apparently Rob doesn't remember that it's also a radio show and you can talk. He doesn't have a mic. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, Oregon baseball with a great walk-off win last night. That was a lot of fun. And well, why don't we just relive it with you right now? If Scott was ready, but we can. But
and a brand new ball game, 3-3 here at PK Park in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 count, one out. The 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on, lifted out to right field. We'll see if this is deep enough. Ranging in is the right fielder. He makes the grab. They're going to send Gordon. Here's the throw home. The throw is off the mark, and the Ducks win the ball game.
And a brand. Gotta love that, right? That's Alex Simpson on the call from the GoDucks live stream yesterday. We had a great plan to come out of the break and play that and like really talk about it and have a lot of fun. But then Rob came in and it was like, oh hey Rob, what's up, dude? And he's just literally dropping off a camera that is now sitting over there and leaning, and it's looking like the Leaning Tower of Camera Tripod. And well, that camera might not be functioning anymore by the time we're done here. Awesome though for the Ducks, absolutely awesome. Nico Telesche, great. First career start, went five. Thought that the Ducks really showed a lot of bullpen depth. Didn't score early. A lot of runners left on. 12 entering the ninth, actually, left on. And it was like, man, what's going to go right? And then finally, ball started bouncing in Oregon's direction. A misplayed double play ball. A hot shot off the third baseman. A ball that, quite frankly, was thrown up the line on the game-winning run on the sack fly from Jack Scanlon. But you got to love it. And a win's a win, baby. Mark Wasikowski caught up with the media postgame.
Number one, it was great to be playing baseball. It was an ugly game. It was a win. And those are three of the things that maybe jump out to me the most. There were 18 players that got a chance to play for the first time in over a year in a live game. I think that's, we're not a participation program. But these kids have gone through a ton. And to be able to just have some joy after a night, I think is worth an awful lot for what they've gone through. And everybody wants to win pretty and all that kind of stuff. But the fact that they were able to have some fun together, you know, especially with this past year, it's been, I think that's really neat for the team.
Lies, when Zavala gets on four times and doesn't get driven in, I'm sure you're pulling your hair out, but you get a fifth shot at it and it's the ninth. What were your impressions of his ability to get aboard all five times? And then obviously walk us through the ninth as you guys are, you know, starting to finally break through.
Well, I mean, Aaron's a good competitor. There's a reason why Aaron leads off for us. He's arguably our greatest leader, and he's a heck of a hitter, and he's a great kid. So, you know, it was quirky. You know, just the ninth ended up being a quirky deal and a quirky inning and the whole thing. I mean, there were other moments in the game that, you know, from we're in the second inning, and I mean there ends up from the second all the way through the third inning of the game, the entire, there were like seven stingers, seven well hit balls in a row, and I think we got one hit. We got nothing for it. And then at the end of the ball game, we ended up, you know, not crushing balls all the way around the park like we were earlier and getting nothing, and yet we were kind of blooping them in there, and we ended up getting some runs, which was, you know, however you can get them, it doesn't really matter.
About the job of your staff, I mean, a
pretty gritty effort by Nico to give you five, and then the Aon wiggling out of trouble, and then Schifatelli and Stedman just shutting them down to set the stage.
Yeah, it was kind of the theme of the Oregon kids tonight, wasn't it? So you had, not all Oregon kids having success, but you definitely had two Oregon kids at least having a lot of success. And Zavala, who you hit on, Decker Stedman getting the win tonight. He was as dominant as any pitcher that took the mound tonight. He pitched very, very well. Nico Telesche, I thought, pitched very well as also. He got punished for a couple of mistakes. You know, the two-strike ball that ends up, you know, in center field were two runs. You know, that was supposed to be an elevated fastball, and he left it fat, and he got punished for it. So credit to the kid who hit it. You know, he could have easily popped that thing up, and he didn't. And where Telesche didn't execute that pitch to finish the hitter, tip your hat to the kid who ended up getting the hit, and it was worth two. I thought that was a nice job on their player's part. I just felt like, you know, it's the first time the guys have played in a ball game, doesn't matter against who, in a ball game in over a year. I think you saw some jitters. You saw things that I haven't seen, though, in any of our scrimmages that were uncharacteristic, just with body language, actions, some things uncharacteristically happened tonight. And you saw some kids over trying or trying to find themselves and just really for the first time being in a game and feeling uncomfortable being in a game because.
And they were a little bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. Oregon got the win. So now that those opening day jitters are gone, 4 o'clock today, if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have a 3:45 pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network, godux.com/radio, where you can tune in online on a radio station in your market, and also godux.com/live. We'll have you covered for our TV broadcast here coming up this evening. 4 o'clock first pitch for game 2 of the season for Oregon baseball. I'll have the call alongside Alex Stimson, who will be roaming the concourse of PK Park. Going to be a little bit different. Meanwhile, one other sport that I want to hit on here before we take our next break, because soccer's playing tonight, 6 o'clock. Graham Abel, well, still undefeated. You got to love that. Ducks, though, wishing that they would have gotten a win against Sacramento State. So they're 1-0-1. Oregon soccer is heading into their matchup with Stanford. Look, Stanford's as good as anybody out there, defending national champions. So if you're the Ducks, big challenge. Graham Abel on where his team's at and some of the questions that maybe were answered and some of the questions that they still have heading into this big matchup tonight to start Pac-12 play for Oregon soccer. Graham Abel.
Well, you know, once you go into the Pac-12, it's a completely different, you know, it's a completely different ball game. Gonzaga and both Sacramento State are really competitive teams within their conference. But, you know, when you play in the best league in America, you know, there's no doubt about it. That's what the Pac-12 is. You know, there's going to be, you know, other questions that come up about us. And, you know, we prepare for everything. And we'll see if we can answer those questions within the game. And, you know, we've got our kids are coming along real nicely. You know, we're still, you know, what are we in now? Just over 5 weeks, 6 weeks since we've been back in contact. So we're still finding our feet, you know, for sure. You'll see that, you know, the first half of games, we've not gotten off to the greatest start. That needs to change. We need to, you know, get into games quicker. Second half of both of those games were very good. So, you know, they're the things for us right now. And, you know, again, looking forward to two really good games this weekend.
The second game will be against Cal coming up on Sunday for Oregon soccer. Full preview on godux.com. And also, you can always tune in on the GoDucks live stream as well. So Oregon soccer, though, I think I'm going to be looking for a quicker start. I think that's going to be the big key, as Graham Abel alluded to, a quicker start for Oregon soccer. Coming up next, Robert Johnson talking a little track and field as the Ducks are actually in action as we speak. And Melissa Lombardi talking a little Oregon softball. Three games against Pac-12 opponents that won't count in conference standings for the Ducks this weekend. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Cider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Cameron asking, how are men's and women's golf doing? So far, so good. Men's golf off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but I think both the men and the women feel pretty good about the potential here moving forward. They will be in action for golf, that is, on the women's side coming up on Monday. Oregon softball going to get rolling on Sunday. They'll play UCLA twice, Sunday and Monday, and then also Utah out at a tournament in Arizona. Melissa Lombardi previewing a couple non-conference meetings for a few Pac-12 teams.
I loved our game plan, our offensive game plan on the first game. I thought they did a great job of executing the plan early and scoring early. It was nice to see them get to the 10 runs in that final game. And to handle both pitchers that we faced well. We knew we were going to, along with defense, I thought we had great pitching to go along with it. I thought Brooke settled in. Like at first, gave up a couple runs, not that we shouldn't have given up, but then from there she settled in, and we really got to see what she can look like when things are working for her. So I was excited to see her finish strong in that game. The second game, we knew we were going to get their number one. She's very, very good. She spins the ball really well. She makes you swing at pitches that are out of the zone. It took us a little bit, and it was a tough one. We were able to get two solo bombs to put us up in that game. I love how we scored. They came back and scored, and then I loved how we answered. I think that's one thing that this team's been doing a really good job of, is answering the opponent when they score. And from there, it was about our defense and our pitching taking care of the rest. I mean, anytime we can get multiple runs in a game, we'll take it. But there's going to be times where we're not going to get a whole lot of runs. And that's when our pitching staff and our defense needs to step up. I thought they did that the entire game. And then for Haley to have a big time catch to be the game winner was awesome. So I really loved our team's fight, their effort. I think they worked really, really hard for each other, and they played hard for each other. So I was proud to see them come out of there with two wins against Fresno.
And they learned a couple things last weekend. The biggest takeaway for me from what Coach Lombardi was talking about as we now head into this weekend for Oregon softball, the pitching and the defense was on point. And she likes the way that they're answering. Probably going to need to answer a few times against teams like UCLA, the number one team in the country. Meanwhile, track and field, they took a small contingent out to a meet that they added to the schedule just a few weeks ago. Robert Johnson talked about that and a few other things of note.
We're back at this again. We've had a great week of training. Not many meets or no meets at all for us last week, even though I think the last time I talked to you guys, where we went to Arkansas, where we were trying to work on some more qualifying marks. Now, having said that past, let's get to the future. We're going to be heading to Air Force. Never been to Air Force. I'm going to be going up to Air Force there this weekend. And we're taking a really small crew. And the goal there is, just like in the past, is to secure some more NCAA marks, as well as get the kids some races.
That's big. So the Ducks in action today and tomorrow out at the Peak. That's right. That's a good name, isn't it? At the Peak. Gotta love that. So Oregon cross-country, track and field, continuing with, well, a number of different things this weekend. So they're going out to Air Force for Oregon track and field. That was Robert Johnson. Well, good luck to lacrosse, everybody else today. Man, go Ducks.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.